who had questions about her son's last report card. But I cried all right. I went into our little laundry room and took a dirty sheet out of the basket and cried into that. Not for long, but the tears came. I could have told her about them later, but I didn't see the point, partly because she would have thought I was pity fishing. That's not an AA term, but maybe it should be. And partly because I don't think the ability to bust out bawling pretty much on cue should be a requirement for successful marriage. I never saw my dad cry at all, now that I think about it. At his most emotional, he might fetch a heavy sigh or grunt out a few reluctant chuckles. No breast beating or belly laughs for William Epping. He was the strong, silent type, and for the most part, my mother was the same. So maybe the not-crying-easily thing is genetic. But blocked? Unable to feel my feelings? No, I've never been those things. Other than when I got the news about Mom, I can only remember one other time when I cried as an adult. And that was when I read the story of the janitor's father. I was sitting alone in the teacher's room at Lisbon High School, working my way through a stack of themes that my adult English class had written. Down the hall, I could hear the thud of basketballs, the blare of the